We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Yecham Yaakov ben Perichos Elio. We are in Zvachim Perit Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph. The Torah says in Vayikrod Yud Zayin, Ish Ish mi Beis Yisrael Asher Yishchat Shor O Chesev O Eitz B'Machaneh Or Asher Yishchat Michos HaMachaneh. Here you have a person who shechts an animal that's supposed to be brought as a korban, and he shechts it outside the Azara. Vel Pesach Ol Moed Lo Hevio, he didn't bring it to the Pesach Ol Moed, which was the Mishkan. And when there's a Beis HaMikdash, means he didn't bring it to the Azara. Lahakriv Korban Hashem, Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, Dam Yechashev Lo Isha Hu Dam Shafachi, he spilled blood, the Torah says. V'nechras Hoishahu Mikarav Amar, this person is Chayv Kares. He's Chayv Kares for shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash, something that is a korban. That's designated as the carbon, and you shecht it outside the Azara, there's an Isser Kares. That is one Isser. Then there's another prohibition which follows where the Torah says, Ish ish mi beis Yisrael min ager asher agur b'socham asher ya'ale ola ozavach. So this is what we call ha'ala. This is not the shechita, this is the offering of the fats or the limbs that are placed on the Mizbeach. You did it outside the Azara. Vel Pesach Omoid Lo Yivien, he didn't put it on the Mizbeach in the Azara. La Sosach Lashem, so says the Torah here as well. V'nechras Ho'ishahu Me'amav. This person is going to be Chayiv Kares. So here we have two separate prohibitions. One is Shechita Bachutz of Korbanos, and one is Ha'alah Bachutz, being offering it outside. And the Mishnah here says the following, Hashochid V'amala Bachutz, you have someone who did both of these prohibitions. So the question is, if he did them b'shogeg, where a person would be chayv chatas, since this is an Isser Kares, b'mezit, so b'shogeg chayv karban chatas, are you chayv one karban chatas for these two activities? If they're done, let's say, in one helem, in one state of unawareness, where you did the shechita or and the halah, all on the same karban. So the Mishnah here says, no, you're going to be chayv chayiv two separate, not one, but two separate. Chayiv ala shechita, chayiv a korban chatas for the shechita outside the azara, v'chayiv ala ha'aliyah, and on the ha'alah that you do it outside. They're two separate prohibitions, even though it may have been done all in one state of unawareness. Nonetheless, you're going to be chayiv two separate korbanos. Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer, shochat bifnim v'her labachutz chayiv. But shachat bachutz v'her la bachutz pater. So Rabbi Yosef makes the following distinction. If you, let's say, you didn't do both of these prohibitions, in the first case, you shechted b'finim, the shechita was done properly. You shechted in the azara, not a problem at all, that's where you're supposed to do the shechita. And then you brought the fats and the limbs outside the Beis HaMikdash, and you burned them on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash. So then chayef, what are you chayef for? You chayef one karman chatas for the halah, for assuming you did a b'shogeg. Because the shechita was fine. You did the shechita inside. The halah was done outside. You're going to be chayv. But shachat bachutz vehela bachutz potter. Rabbi Yosef Lili believes that if you did the shechita outside and follow it with a halah outside, where you offered, did it all outside, you're going to be potter. What are you going to be potter on? You're going to be potter on the ha'alah. The shechita, of course, you chayev for because you did the shechita outside. Why you putter on the halah? You offered the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash as well, because the shechita already invalidated it. Shelo he'ala v'chutz ela davar pasul. Because what you do? You were makriv what outside? An offering, a carbon? What kind of carbon? You did the shechita already outside. So through the shechita, the animal becomes disqualified, and because it was done outside, it was not fit to be brought inside to the Beis HaMikdash anyway. It's already disqualified. So why should it be chayv for halal b'chutz? What are you malah? What are you putting on the mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash? Nothing. So that's possible. It's not a korban anyway. That's what Rabbi Yossi Haglili believes. Amar the Chachamim responded and said, it's not true. Af ha'shochet bifnim umala b'chutz, kevan shehotzio psula pasalo. Hold on one second. What's your first halacha, Rabbi Yossi Haglili? You said if you shechted it inside, and then you did the halah outside, you're going to be chayiv. Ask the Chacham, why, according to you, are you chayiv? When you did the shechita inside, you said that was kosher. That's fine. But now you brought it outside before you even did the halah, before you even burnt it on this mizbeach that you made outside the Beis HaMikdash, it already left the Beis HaMikdash. That's usher. That makes it possible. So the ha'alah, the offering, the burning on the mizbech you created outside the Beis HaMikdash is also a korban that's already been possible. So therefore, according to your logic, you shouldn't be chayiv in your first case either. Obviously, you are chayiv. So therefore, you're going to be chayiv in both cases as well. What would Rabbi Yossi Aglili respond? Rabbi Yossi Aglili would say that he can't compare the two cases. When you shechted in my case inside, and then you brought it outside, you know why you're chayiv for the halah? Because there's what we call a shas hakosher. At the moment you shechted it inside, that there was the potential right now, there was a moment of kashrus that you could bring it on the mizbeach inside. So the fact that you chose to bring it outside and placed it on a mizbeach, you're going to be chai for that halah because there was the potential for that to be a kosher carbon. Oh, you took it outside. Okay, but that's not the same type of disqualification as the case where what? Where you did the shechita outside to begin with. When you shecht the carbon outside, the azara, there's no shas hakosher. There wasn't even a moment where you could have brought that as a proper carbon. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi Aglili believes that in a case where you shecht it inside and then did the halah outside, you're going to be chayiv kares for the halah. But if you did the shechita already outside, and then follow it with the halah outside, you're going to be putter on the halah. So that's the debate between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Tamei she'achal, bein kodesh tamei uvein kodesh tahor chayef. Here you have a person who was tamei who ate from karbonos of kachin, and the halacha is that there is, the pasuk says, v'hanefesh in vayikra zayin v'hanefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlamim asher l'Hashem v'temasol. A person who eats from karbonos. The Torah's example in vayikra zayin is from zevach shlamim. And he's tamei, v'nichra sarim asher himei amer. You're going to be chayef kares. So it's the third example of someone who's chayef kares. We had an example of someone who shechs outside of the azar, one who does the ha'alah, offers the carbon, burns it outside, and then for as a carbon on a mizbeach, and then someone who eats carbonos, kachim, betumah, he's chayef kares as well. So, and if you chayef, but the only difference is that here, if you did it b'shogeg, you're not going to be chayef the classic carbon chatas. We may remember from Masechah Shavuos that in a case where you eat carbonos betumah or enter the Beis HaMikdash betumah, the halach is yichayev a carbon or leviyore. That depends on your financial status, what carbon you're going to bring. But here the case is that Mishnah says someone who's tameh, he ate from basar kachim, bein kodesh tameh even kodesh tahor chayev. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is it's not just if you're eating karbanos kachim that are tahor that you chayev, but even kodesh tameh, you're going to be chayev as well. You're going to be chayev kares or carbon or leviyore if you did a bishogeg. Because you are tameh. You are tameh. The fact that the carbon meat may also be tameh doesn't matter. Since you are tameh and you ate from karbonos meat, yichayev, whether that carbon meat is tameh, that carbon meat is tahor, since you're tameh, that's a chiyuv kares or a chiyuv carbon of yorid bishogi. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, he distinguishes. Tamei sha'achal tahor chayav. If you're a person who's tamei and you ate or kodshim meat, that's tahor, then you're chayav kares. Then you're chayav for even karbonos b'tum. Then you're chayav a karbonel of your aid of bishogig. But v'tamei sha'achal tamei. But if you're tamei, but the meat, that the carbon meat already is tamei, pater. You're potter from this iser. Shelo achal ela davar tameh. Because after all, you ate something that's tameh. And a person who eats basar kodesh that's already tameh, you're not chayev kares for that. You're chayev alav. That's not saying that's permitted, but it's not an iser kares. It's a lo tase. What does the pasuk say? It says vayikra zayin vahabasar asher yigah b'chol tameh lo yeachel. And that's the source that that you're not permitted, just a lav, a regular lo tase, that you're not able to eat carbon meat when you're tameh. That is tameh. So amru lo, the chachamim respond to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Af tamei shachal tor, kemen shenaga bo timohu. So say the chachamim to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Hold on 1 second. Take the example of that you say you are chayevin. the person's tameh, the kachim is tahor, is chayiv in that case. But not where the kachim, the karbanos meat, was already tameh. Yeah, but when someone who's tameh, who touches karban meat, he makes it tameh right away. So now it's tameh. He's tameh, the meat is tameh, and then he eats it. So why would he be chayiv in that case either? According to you, you're not chayiv, if you're tameh, you're not going to be chayiv eating a kachim that are tameh, kareis, the chayiv alav. So that's what happens in every case. If you're a tamei person and you touch something, meat that was tar, carbon meat that was tar, you make a tamei anyway, and if you eat it, you should be pot. So you should never be chayiv, according to you, say the Chachamim to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Now, it happens to be the Gemara limits this machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi Aglili and says the following. If the case is where the person became tamei first, and then the basar kodesh, the kodesh meat became tameh only afterwards. Not him touching it, just however became tameh. The person is tameh first. And only then the kodesh becomes tameh. Even Rabbi Yossi Aglili would agree that you're going to be chayiv kareis when you eat it. After all, although it's true that when you ate it, the basar kodesh was already tameh. Yeah, but it only became tameh after you became tameh. You were tameh first. And therefore, you're going to be chayiv kareis when you eat it. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi would agree that when you have a person whose tummy waits something that's tahor, so even though it's true he's metami it by touching it, nonetheless he's going to be chayav. Why? Because the tumma of his body preceded the tumma of the basar. So that would be true whether the basar became tame through some other means or through the fact that he touched. It doesn't matter because his tumma, the tumma of the body, came before the tumma of the kachim. Rabbi Yossi would agree you're going to be chayav kareis for that. Where do they argue? When the basar became tameh first, and the kachim meat, and then the person became tameh. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, you're not going to be chayiv kareis for that. Because of the famous principle, ein iser chal al iser. You can't have one prohibition then superimposed on another prohibition. The basar is already tameh, even before the person became tameh. Since when he was tahor, that piece of meat that we're looking at right now was already usher to him. Why? Because it's already tameh. To say now that he, the person, becomes tameh, oh, now there's a prohibition on eating that meat because you're a tameh person, that piece of meat was already usher to you. There was tumah on the meat as already. So therefore, there is no iser tumas haguf that's upon him when he becomes tameh, an additional iser, because of the famous principle of ein iser chalal iser. And therefore, when he eats it, he's not chayv kares or a karban olav yored because of tumas aguf, because the tumas aguf doesn't take effect, because the basar is the meat itself is already tameh before he becomes tameh. And we can't then superimpose another iser of his eating that meat when his body becomes tameh, because the meat was already usher to him. But the Chachamim disagree. Why? Ein iser chalal iser is a principle that everyone agrees with. Ah, but this is not the classic ein iser chalal iser. This is what we call an iser kolel. An iser kolel means literally means all inclusive. We mentioned this in Masechta Shavuos a little bit. Difference between an iser kolel and an iser mosif. So here, what's the iser kolel? Meaning the Chachamim say that here, one iser can be chal on another iser because it's an example. Because the iser we're speaking of is what we call an iser kolel. What's the iser kolel? What's the all-inclusive iser? When his body becomes tameh, the meat was tameh already. Very nice. Okay, so we can't eat the meat because the meat is tameh. But when his body becomes tameh, so there's an additional iser that falls upon him independent of the meat itself, and that is that meat may be tameh, but he can't even eat basar tor. That was mutter to him 5 minutes ago. When his body becomes tameh, he now not only can't eat basar tameh, he can't even eat basar tar. So since there's another iser anyway, it's an all-inclusive iser. His body becomes tameh, now even other types of meat become usher. Well then, an iser can be chal on another iser, since the iser, because of the prohibition, tumas ha'guf now adds on even tohor meat, so the tameh meat will become usser as well, will have an additional isser as well. That is the isser kolel. So then the Mishnah concludes, Vitor Sha'achal Tame Patur Sheno Chayov El Al Tumas Aguf. Here you have someone who's Tahor, and he ate Basar Kodesh, that's Tame. He's Patur from Kares and a Karban. He violates a law. We mentioned this before. That means Chayv Malkos, because the only Chayv Kares or Bishogig or Karban Alaviyorade on Tumas Aguf when he himself is Tame. That's what the Pasuk says, Vayikra Zayin. Vahanefesh Asher Tochal Basar Mizevach Shlamim. Vitum aso alav v'nechrasa vitum aso alav that tumas aguf. So when there's only tumas aguf, if there's not tumay tuma on the guf, only the meat was tumay. So that everyone agrees that that person who is tahor who ate that, he's chayv alav, but he's not chayv kares.